The question was asked, in self-development, how do we work with developing good habits, changing bad habits, and in general, using habits as a part of growth? Should one just say, you know, it'll come with time, being that habits will very often be the basic building blocks of leading an observant lifestyle? This is a tough question to answer because at different stages in a person's growth, so one of the keys is knowing not to take on too much too quickly. One of the major mistakes that people make is that they try to jump forward and they end up falling flat on their face. So one of the key rules is to work incrementally and slowly. Better take on less than more, but hold on to it. At the same time, it's true that forming good habits is key to succeeding in continued growth. We have to remember a few things. Number one, usually the first three times are the hardest when you want to make a habit. It takes three times to start changing a habit. It can be the habit of telling the truth. It can be the habit of getting up on time. It can be the habit of going to sleep on time. It can be the habit of davening every day. The first three times are usually the hardest. And once you've broken that, so then usually it gets easier. We have to remember that just because we entered a habit doesn't mean that we're safe, so to speak, because very often it's very easy to slip back into old habits. And so a person has to gauge his growth consistently. A person also has to give himself slack. We have a student, one of our alumni, who told me that the reason he's observant now is because he set himself realistic goals when he left Israel. He came and learned about Judaism for 2 or 3 months, and then he realized he was going back to university for 3 or 4 years, and only then would he be able to come and invest a year or two and really study Judaism. So before he left, he said to himself, okay, I'm aspiring for such and such, but my red lines are such and such. So he made himself very minimal red lines. He made a red line, I will never bring non-kosher food into the house. He knew that he wouldn't stand up to the challenge where he was holding of eating kosher outside the house. But he said, I will draw a red line. I will aspire when I get back to the States to eat kosher outside the house, but I will have a red line that I'll never bring non-kosher food into the house. Okay, so he said, because he drew red lines that were realistic for where he was holding, so he didn't fall flat on his face. He said he went down to all his red lines. He said he wasn't able to hold on to any of his aspirations. He went down to all the red lines, but he never crossed them because he created realistic red lines. And then he had what to work off of. So number one, we have to have realistic expectations of ourselves for our growth level. You know, you came here for 3 weeks. This is your first 3 weeks in yeshiva. So you have to leave. Now you have to be realistic in what you can expect of yourself, having had 3 weeks of yeshiva in your life. I'm saying it's a great start, but you shouldn't expect tremendous heights. You need more time. You have to make realistic goals. We also have to be understanding of ourselves. So one of the things he told me is he left after 3 months in yeshiva aspiring to daven 3 times a day. He gave himself a red line that he won't let a day pass without saying Shema, without saying a sentence to God. So he hit all his red lines, but he stayed there. So you have what to work off of. You have where to grow. And finally, we also have to have patience for ourselves if we slip. Very often when a person crosses his red lines, so then one is tempted to say, forget it, I'm not doing this. And we should never give up on ourselves. Even if we've fallen again and again, and you cross one red line, another red line, another red line, so you say, forget it, this is all a fake, I'm not doing this. No, you shouldn't say that. That's the Yetzer Hara talking. So habits are very good, but they're not perfect. And habits help us continuously do what's right. Habits have one shortcoming, and that is that they take the meaning out of life. If I'm doing everything by habit, I got a big problem. On the flip side, I can't think about everything. I often say you can't wake up in the morning and say, okay, is there a God? Let me think about this. Ah, there is a God. Do I want to put on tefillin today? Yes, there's a mitzvah I will put on tefillin today. Am I going to eat kosher today? Let's think this through. It says in the Torah, and I believe that God gave the Torah, so today I'll eat kosher. You can't live life that way. At some point, you do have to enter a habit. This is the path I've chosen, and I'm going to develop it as a habit. The flip side is, you shouldn't allow that to take the meaning out of life. You can't make everything into mitzvat anashim ilumada, what the Navi says. Everything here has become habit. So there's a balance there. And it's important to take time for real inspiration and real thought about what we're doing. That's what keeps it alive. But you're right that the habits definitely play a tremendous role in continued growth. And it's important to maintain consistency where we can. One of the weaknesses we have is that we're a generation that works based on whims. I feel like it, I'm excited, I'm inspired, and then suddenly it doesn't talk to me, I'm not inspired, I'm not excited. So there is greatness in consistency. And if we've chosen our goals wisely, if we've chosen our red lines wisely, then we should remind ourselves that sometimes you gotta continue for the sake of consistency. There will be mornings where you don't feel like doing what you've decided you're going to do. And on those mornings, you gotta force yourself and say, I'm doing it for the sake of consistency. Again, provided you've chosen realistic goals and you're not overworking yourself, if it's within the realm of what you should realistically expect of yourself, then you'll bounce back. It might take you 2 or 3 days, but you will bounce back and you'll be very gratified knowing that you did what was right, even though you didn't feel like it. Whereas very often when we give ourselves slack, I don't feel like it, I'm not getting out of bed, I'm not going to do that, then after 2 or 3 days, when you want to be inspired, you have a hard time getting there because you look back and you say, I didn't do it. I don't have consistency. So consistency in the long run gives us tremendous satisfaction. And we have to remember that sometimes we have to force ourselves to be consistent for the sake of consistency. But again, that's provided you've chosen wise and fair goals. The more common error is that people set their goals too high. It's rare that people in Machon Meir will set their goals too low. I don't think I've ever encountered it. No, it says something about you guys. I don't think I've ever encountered a guy in Machon Meir who set his goals too low. Anytime I go over people's schedules with them, I'm the guy who says, you don't have enough coffee breaks in here. You need more time off. You've taken on too much.
Don't you also say that,